He's a plumber.
Brody's Plumbing. You block it, we unblock it.
He has a funny accent.
My mum's from Holland and my dad's from the Netherlands. It's a beautiful accent, isn't it?
And he also happens to be Australia's meanest TV reviewer.
Australian television, it is manure.
Please welcome to Ruined Dits for Breakfast.
Every week right here on Triple M.
Rudy Vanderstone, TV reviewer.
Oh, I wonder what he's critiquing today. I think I can guess. Rudy, good morning.
Good morning to you, Dits, and good morning to you, Roo, and everybody listening to Triple M in the City of Churches, Adelaide. Yes, I am reviewing the Olympics.
Yeah.
There is no escape. Everyone's watching it, of course, now out of lockdown, but in lockdown, you can just settle into the couch and watch 12 hours of elite athleticism whilst getting blind drunk on your favourite juice. Quite ironic, isn't it? Anyway, hello and welcome to Rudy's TV review. Like everybody else in the world, I had the Olympics on all day and all night over the weekend and all this week. It's strange how invested you can become in something that doesn't really interest you, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, exactly right.
Who knew that Tunisia even had a swimming team?
That's right.
Well, we do now.
Yeah.
The young 18-year-old, he was very excited. Of course, let's go back to Friday last week, the opening ceremony.
Yep.
Did have some beautiful heart-rending moments, even for a cynic like me.
Oh.
When they started dancing around with blocks of wood, I don't know whether you saw this, I thought, I'm off to bed here. but then they started piecing something together on the ground, and it was revealed it was the Olympic rings that will fly high above the stadium.
Wow.
And the wood came from trees planted during the 1964 Tokyo Olympics.
Wow. What a connection.
It was a touching moment. I thought, oh, people planning for the future. I'm very emotional about that.
Yeah.
Lucky Dawn Fraser. Didn't know about those trees, or she might have pinched them as well.
She would have knocked them off.
Absolutely. Dawny. She's really enjoying a few skooies of new with the Titmus family, isn't she?
Yeah, she loves it.
They go, oh, it's good to have Dawn here. Dawn doesn't know where she is. anyway, Marta saw me wipe away a tear, and I haven't heard the end of it. Then came the lighting of the cauldron by Naomi Osaka. She's a tennis player worth $37 million. She's struggling with some issues at the moment. It must be tough being that rich. Anyway, I'm sorry, but the opening, the lighting of the cauldron was underwhelming compared to the flaming arrow shot into the cauldron, Barcelona 92.
Hard to beat that.
Compared to Muhammad Ali struggling his way to the cauldron, Atlanta 1996. Of course, he was shaking so much. With Parkinson's disease, he started 15 spot fires on the way.
Oh, no.
Rudy's a name, Roo. Remember,
yes,
I can hide behind a character.
Moons has had enough issues.
Or the barbecue emerging from the swimming pool, Sydney 2000.
Yeah.
A rich tennis player taking the stairs left me a bit cold.
All right.
And then, of course, the long procession of the athletes coming into the arena. Of course, the great Bruce McAvaney, he can make anything sound exciting.
Greece!
Guinness!
Guys, this was the bit that we thought would be different tonight. Not so many athletes, no one really in the crowd, so this is going to be fascinating to see how this plays out.
Is it fascinating? Guess how fascinating it was. Athletes walked in to the stadium, they did a lap, and then they went out of the stadium.
You're joking.
Fascinating.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that exciting? Eddie Betts wasn't there. I wish he had been. Fascinating.
Cyril, yeah.
Yeah, Cyril. Delicious. I tell you what. Be interesting eating a dinner with Bruce, wouldn't it? Oh, look at these sprouts. They're fascinating and delicious.
Ditz has had dinner with Bruce a few times. You know that, Rudy.
Oh, really?
Mm.
On Valentine's Day, was it, Ditch?
No, he's my brother-in-law. We have family dinners.
Really?
Probably once a month I get to hear about the sprouts. Look at the carrots. Look at the steak. Well done.
Mash.
Unbelievable.
Oh, look at the steak.
Will he eat it? I think he will. Yes, he did.
He's masticating. Will his digestive system take this? Oh, look at him swallow that whole. Wow, that's very interesting. It's a small world, but you wouldn't want to paint it, as a great man once said. Anyway, I have watched have watched some.
Who was that great man?
Some comedian, one of those, you know, classic American Jewish ones.
Righto.
It's a small world, but you wouldn't want to paint it. you're going to take that for your sportsman's
He's
night, are you?
That's after the rubber band joke. Yeah,
you'll get a couple of cashies off the back of that one, don't you worry about that. Now, I have watched some of the introduced sports this year. Of course, there's competitive climbing, a.k.a. rock climbing.
Come on.
Surfing, I know. What is the other one? Skateboarding.
Three-person basketball.
Three-person basketball. I watched some of the skateboarding over the weekend and earlier in the week. Our cities are covered with deterrents for skateboarders on rails, stairs, banisters, curbing in squares. And now it's a sport.
Yeah.
Make up your mind, society. Do you want these yahoos performing a reverse kickflip Ollie 360 truck slide or not?
Yeah.
And if we're going to put skateboarding in the Olympics, then what next? Tagging? Chroming, graffitiing buildings, yes. Train surfing. Yep. I mean, you know, why stop at skateboarding?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Giving everyone a go, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right. The three-legged race. I'd like to see that. Remember that? You'd have a father and son day at Scouts, and you'd be strapped to your dad.
Yeah.
Unco Dad hobbling along.
You had to get a handkerchief out and tie your ankles together, didn't
that's
you?
That's right. You'd fall over and your dad's on top of you. It's like, this is not right.
Especially at Scouts.
Normally it's a scout leader. Now, let's move on. Really and truly, these Olympic Games have made me reflect on the dignity of the Japanese people and the suffering they have been through as a nation. Think of it. Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the atomic bomb. Mm. Fukushima, the tsunami and the nuclear reactor, the meltdown. The COVID crisis coming into these Olympics. As if they haven't suffered enough, we decide to send the sunrise team over there. I'd rather an atomic bomb went off in my underpants than have Koshy knocking at my front door.
Oh, okay.
Channel 7, have some compassion. Bring Koshy home. I hate the Olympics and I loved them. Goodbye, Todd Seaton.
Right, good on you, Rudy.
Thanks, Rudy. Okay. What a great round of the Olympics.
See you, mate.